nice to go where the Howard High Dutch trailed the Jenison Wildcats 28-27 in State High School Class A District semifinal action here in the Dutch Dome. Other area scores, we have some finals. Holland Christian defeated Allendale 50-34. Muskegon Heights embarrassed Black River 104-12. Tough night for Fenville. The Blackhawks fell at Western Michigan Christian 67-58. So the ranks are thinning. Last score we had from the Holland Civic Center, Zeeland West was trailing by 10 at the half to Unity Christian 27-17. No report of the game from Holland Christian High School between Calvary and their opponent, the Potter's House. So as it stands right now, if the results stay as they are, depending on what Calvary does, Holland Christian may be the only team playing on Friday night along the Lake Shore. We're about ready to start the second half. Holland High in their home whites with red numerals outlined in black, red, and red trim. And Jenison in their road, Kelly Greens with white numerals and white trim. Holland High will move from left to right. Jenison will get the ball to begin the third quarter. With Evan Schultz along with Luke DeKeevers, C.J. Van Timmer, and A.J. Lamb, and Jack Arnston starting the game and starting the second half for the Wildcats. And Timmerman from 25, left side, no. Rebound put back up and in by Lamb. A.J. with four. He is outplaying Kyle Bartholomew tonight. And the lead is now 30-27 in favor of the Wildcats. One-hand shot by Hawkins, partially blocked by Lamb. Rebound pulled away by offensively and thrown away by the Dutch. It was an offensive rebound by Trent Ramos. Now the official, our lead official, Patrick Stegman, said the ball was deflected by the Wildcats, and so it's inbounded by the Dutch in the offensive side. Triple McAuliffe, right side, back of the rim, no. Rebound McAuliffe, couldn't, pardon me, Bartholomew, he couldn't get a full hand on it because Luke DeKeevers knocked it out of bounds. Dante Hawkins and Nathan McAuliffe. Trent Ramos, Demetrius Lake, Kyle Bartholomew, the five on the floor for Holland. Started the game, starts the second half. Lake has it between the rings. Holland moving from left to right. Hawkins trying to shake and shimmy with Schultz. McAuliffe, back to Hawkins, left side. Dante drives left baseline, kicks it back out and throws it right into the hands of Schultz. Turnover, Holland. That's turnover number seven against the Dutch. Schultz drives left side, throws it right into the hands of Bartholomew. 14th turnover against Jenison. Front court, Hawkins. The kick on the left side for McAuliffe. To the high post, left side. His shot is no good, but he was hit and fouled. Second foul will be on Evan Schultz. And McAuliffe will be foul line right. Pat Leatherman ready to come off the bench to replace Schultz. C.J. Van Timmerman playing with two fouls. First free throw is good for McAuliffe. He is 3-for-3 at the stripe, his only points of the game. He can make it a one-point game. He can sink the second. Substitution has been completed for Jenison. The second free throw is no good. Deflected the hands deep to Leatherman. Front court for the Wildcats is Arnston. Arnston triples left side. Short. Off the front of the rim. Rebound Lake for Holland. Demetrius trying to work on Arnston. Right side, McAuliffe makes the three, goes into the paint, takes a shot, no. Rebound to Keevers for Jenison. The outlet's out to Arnston. Holland's back with numbers 3-on-3. And then the ball is stripped away from Leatherman. Back the other way comes Lake, trying to drive on to Keevers. Nobody draws the foul on to Keevers. So Luke picks up his second transgression of the game. And Demetrius Lake, who is 3-for-3 from the stripe for 9 points total, will be at foul line right with a minute and 53 seconds gone, second half. Misses the front end of the two-shot foul. Holland is now 7 of 10 from 11 at the line. They're down 2, 30-28 to the visiting Jenison Wildcats. Second free throw for Lake. Also no good. Rebound A.J. Lamb for Jenison. Backcourt foul. against Collin. Bartholomew, who has had a tough evening, picks up his second foul. First foul against the Dutch here in the second half. That triple, the steal and triple by Leatherman at the end of the first half has really energized the Wildcats, but they still have problems handling the basketball, and now we got a foul against the Dutch. Trent Ramos collided with the Keemers, and the foul is on Ramos. Anders Nordhuis comes back in for Holland to replace Aiden McAuliffe for the Dutch. Inbounds from the left sideline to Jennison, and Arnston brings it over the timeline. Lobs it to Lamb, high post left side. Lobs it underneath for Van Timmeren off of the glass. No rebound, put back up and in by Leatherman. Pat Leatherman with 9 points. The lead is 4. And a triple try right side by Hawkins is no good. Rebound offensive, Nordhuis to Lake. Top of the circle tray, front of the rim, no good. Rebound Van Timmeren for Jennison. They want to run. Van Timmeren drives, then the pocket was picked by Nordhuis off of him. A little out of control there with CJ. Front court, Lake for Holland. 5:14 to go, third quarter, 32-28. Jennison with the lead, Holland with the basketball. Lake pulls it back to midcourt, resets right side, hands it into Ramos. Bounce pass to Nordhuis, left side. Nordhuis takes it to the foul line to Bartholomew. Plays catch with Nordhuis. Nordhuis into the lane, kicks it right side for Ramos. Now they get in the hands of Hawkins, their point guard. Hawkins sees the lane, dishes up to Bartholomew. Shot is blocked by Lamb, and he draws a foul after he gets the ball away from him. The foul is on Trent Ramos, his second, 3 on the Dutch. Van Timmeren sits down, and he's replaced. He's replaced by Arnston. Arnston and Schultz, Lamb, DeKeevers, and Leatherman, the 5 on the floor for Jennison. Schultz over the timeline. Leatherman, right side, right corner, Schultz. Leatherman. Schultz pulls it back. He'll take it almost to midcourt. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Jennison by 4 in the basketball. Here is Arnston, triple right side, front of the rim, no. Rebound snatch away, Lake, he wants to run. He's got a 2-on-3 disadvantage, but wants to use his quickness. Takes it to the hole, misses. Rebound, A.J. Lamb. The 7-footer has been strong for Jennison tonight. Front court, Evan Schultz. Right side, triple Leatherman, he's got it! Leatherman's second tray, 5 in the quarter, 12 in the game. The lead is 7. 35-28. And Paul Chapman makes the call. The Jackie's Place Restaurant timeout for homemade soups and muffins. Go to Jackie's Place Restaurant, Chicago Drive, east of 104th Avenue between Holland and Zeeland. It has been all Jennison for the most part since the last play of the first half when Pat Leatherman stepped in front of a pass, an inbounds pass, on the right baseline, went to the right corner, hit the fadeaway 3 to give Jennison the lead at the half, 28-27, and the Wildcats have not looked back. 3:52, third quarter time left. Jennison 35, Holland 28, biggest lead for either team, 7 points. Lake will walk it over the timeline. Foul underneath, away from the play. The foul will be on Schultz. Evan picks up his third for Jennison. Hawkins will inbound for Holland, offensive baseline. Deep inbounds to Nordhuis. Lake from 25, left side, no. Long rebound. Arnston's got it. And then knocked out of bounds by Lake. Marcus Connolly. replaces the three fouled Schultz for Jennison. DeKeevers, Zarowitz, Leatherman, and Arnston, who gets the inbound on the floor for Jennison. Hawkins, Johns, Nordheis, Ramos, and Lake. And we got a moving pick foul against Jennison. It's a moving pick called against DeKeevers. That's three on Luke and four on the Wildcats. Turnover number 17 for Jennison. Again, unofficially, we have Jennison giving up just 2 points to Holland on those now 17 turnovers. Our game Monday night on our FM station, 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. I chatted with Mickey Cochran, New Zealand East coach, after the game. And he bemoaned the fact he couldn't get points off a team group. Now, Connolly will take a foul away from the ball for Jennison. Marcus picks up his first. That's now five on the Wildcats. One more to give before the bonus light goes on for Holland. McAuliffe with the inbound, and he got pushed into his own bench. And another foul. Connolly again. So two fast fouls by Connolly means a fast trip to the bench. C.J. Van Timmeren on two fouls himself will sit to the will go to the Pines. We'll take over for him as Connolly was sitting, not happy about that. Here's McAuliffe on the inbound. Left side to Hawkins. Now to Hawkins. He'll drive. A scoop underneath Zarowitz and scores. Dante's first two and a half. 12 in the game. 35-30. Jennison's lead is five. Front court, Arnston. Lobs it in for Zarowitz. And as he lobbed it, he got held up by Lake, trying to stop the entry pass. Demetrius picks up his first. That's four now on the Dutch. And it'll be inbounded by Arnston. Deep for DeKeevers to a wide open Van Timmeren, who lays it up and lays it in. Nice feed from DeKeevers to Van Timmeren. 6 points for CJ. And the lead is now extended to back to seven at 37-30. Here's a shot underneath by Ramos. No good. Rebound DeKeevers for Jennison. Front court, Arnston. DeKeevers between the rings. To Leatherman, triple left side, front of the rim, no. Rebound, McAuliffe stepped in front of Leatherman to get the defensive rebound for Holland. Front court, Hawkins. Pulls up on the right side, his pass deflected out of bounds by DeKeevers. Stays Holland basketball. Both coaches up and at him working the sidelines to try, or if you want to say association football, technical area. They're getting the instructions out to their players. Hawkins has the ball. They inbound it to McAuliffe. Triples from the left side. He leans forward and leans it in. First field goal for McAuliffe. Give him 6 points in the game. Cuts the margin to four at 37-33. Jennison with the lead and the basketball. DeKeevers walks it over the timeline. Luke trying to work on Ramos. Underneath the Zarowitz. Lays it up. Lays it in. Draws contact and a foul. Sam gets his first two. And he'll go to the line. Tyler Johns gets his first foul. That's five now on the Dutch. And we're seeing Jennison playing very smart basketball right now. Looking for players. Making good passes. Zarowitz the beneficiary of that. And gets the old school 3-point play. First 3 points of the game for Zarowitz. The lead is back to seven at 40-33. Jennison with the lead. Holland with the basketball. 1:40 to go, third quarter. Here's Hawkins. Triples from 25. No. Long rebound off of Lake out of bounds. No, it's going to stay off of Leatherman of Jennison. It'll be maintained by Holland High. And we're going to get another Jackie's Place timeout called by Paul Chapman. He has already called two 60-second timeouts here in the second half, in the third quarter, with 1:34 to go. He makes his second at request for a break. Get behind the scenes in high school sports by checking out the second half on the MHSA website. Features, information, MHSA finals coverage, and other fun stuff make the second half a great starting point for high school sports information every day, right on the homepage of the MHSA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. every Wednesday here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Looking ahead in Holland Public Schools, a weekly feature on what the activities going on in the Holland Public School District, with officials and instructors telling you what's going on in your school district. This morning, Holland High's vocal music teacher, Rick Phelps, had a chance to chat with Dan Spadafore about four upcoming shows for his Vocal Dimensions show. And if you missed the program, 9:15 every Wednesday morning on 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. You can listen to the podcast there. It's on our website at WHDC.com. Go to WHDC in the morning in the podcast tab. So the timeout is over. Holland High has the ball. They're down 7 again, 40-33. The biggest lead for either team in the game. Left side, McCollum in the left corner. Between the rings for Lake. Dennison in a 2-3 zone. Lake tries to penetrate the break in and deflect it right into the hands of Zarwitz. Turnover number 8 against Holland in the game. Lob to Zarwitz, right side. Deflected pass to Leatherman. Between the rings, Schultz. Leatherman left side, fakes the 3, goes into the lane, puts a shot, blocked by Hawkins into the hands of Lake. Falls down, gets it to Hawkins in time. Hawkins brings in a 3-on-2. Drive and a score! For Trent Ramos. Ramos with his first two. The margin is 5 at 35 at 40-35. That's a turnover and finally some points. 18 turnovers, 4 points for Holland. Has scored on the 18 Jennison turnovers. Zarwitz posts up as a man, drives into the lane, a shot, no good, deflected into the hands of McCullough, deep for Holland. Dutch trying to rally back with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter, down 5, 40-35. And Dante Hawkins, the 5'10 senior, has the ball in midcourt. They want him with the ball with 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Hawkins trying to work on a McCullough pick, still with the dribble, loose it for a minute, goes into the lane. Kicks it left side, and we got a holding foul with 3 seconds left to go in the half, in the quarter. And if it's going to be on Evan Schultz, it'll be his fourth, and Evan's trying to plead his case. But if he doesn't plead it well enough, he gets his fourth foul. He'll have to sit down. The bonus light is on. A.J. Lamb replaces Schultz, the tall, big and tall of it. And as soon as A.J. strolls out, Paul Chapman, the Dutch coach, tells Kyle Bartholomew, get back in the game. Bartholomew at 6'10", Lamb at 7 foot. Foul line right will be Dante Hawkins, left-handed shooter, first of 1-1 here. Makes it easy. Dante is 2 for 3 from the stripe. 40-36. Jennison's lead is 4. Van Timmeren sits down. Back in, Arnston. Foul line right, Hawkins. Second free throw coming for the senior. Got them both. He's got them. 40-37, a 3-point lead for Jennison as DeKeepers doesn't get his 3-point shot off in time. 3 quarters in the books. It's Jennison 40 and Holland 37. The final 8 minutes of regulation is next on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Through 3 quarters, Jennison is led offensively by Pat Leatherman with 12 points and 7 points for Luke DeKeeper, 6 for C.J. Van Timmeren. Holland High's gotten 14 points from Dante Hawkins and 9 for Demetrius Lake. Jennison, 18 turnovers, converted into only just 4 Holland points. Holland, 8 turnovers, has led to 7 Jennison points. Fourth quarter. Holland High will inbound the ball on the alternating possession. Down 3, 40-37. Tyler Johns will inbound. Backcourt, Dante Hawkins. Anders Nordhuis, Aiden McAuliffe, and Kyle Bartholomew, the other 3 on the floor for the Dutch. McAuliffe, left side Hawkins. Dutch in their home whites moving left to right in the fourth quarter. 2-3 zone by Jennison. Ball underneath for Bartholomew. Rejected by Lamb of Jennison into the hands of Leatherman. It is Arnston with the ball. Van Timmeren and DeKeevers, who gets the ball now and got fouled as he got the pass at the charity stripe. Hawkins will pick up his first foul. That's five now on Holland. But those are the five we just mentioned on the floor. Substitution for Holland. McAuliffe sits down. In comes Trent Ramos. Offensive inbound for Jennison. Up three is Van Timmeren. Around Bartholomew, partially blocked. Lamb, offensive rebound, had his shot blocked. Goes into the hands, however, of Leatherman, of Jennison. His presence cannot be overestimated tonight for the Wildcats. And we got too much of a close foul as Hawkins tried to get it away from a dribbling Arnston and commits the foul. That's two on Hawkins. And now we'll go foul the foul line, the bonus line now goes on. Elroy Payne jumps off the bench for Howland High. And he will sit down Bartholomew. So, small lineup now for Holland, down three. Foul line left will be Arnston. Jack is 3 for 3 from the stripe, 5 points. Misses the front end 1-on-1. Lamb gets the rebound. Unselfishly tried to pass it underneath for DeKeevers and actually threw it away. Back the other way. Shot blocked. As Hawkins tried to get around Lamb, Lamb says, Back the other way, DeKeevers around three defenders. One-hand finger roll. No. Rebound. Out of bounds. Goes to Jennison. 6:48 left in regulation. The winner of this game gets Hudsonville in the district final here at the Dutch Show on Friday night. The Eagles took care of Wyoming in double overtime, 89-79. Lob on the inbounds to DeKeevers for Jennison. Luke trying to work out Ramos. Flips it to Leatherman. Pat directing traffic on the left side. Leatherman gets it almost to midcourt and flips it over to DeKeevers. Spins around one defender. Puts up a one-hander. Got it! Luke with 9. 42-37. The lead is again 5 for Jennison. Holland High down by 5. And we'll get a 30-second timeout by Paul Chapman. He's already burned 3. He has 2 left. And the Dutch, they say that Jennison has already burned up 1 timeout. So there is 2 timeouts remaining, 3 timeouts remaining for Holland High and 4 remaining for Jennison. And again, where we are, we're across the court in the Catbird seat, as I can call it here at Holland High. Watching this one for you. My name is Gary Stevens. Lindsay Saunders back at our studios handling the board. And the Wildcats are back out with 6:21 to go in regulation, leading by 5, 42-37. Holland High now breaks their huddle. Ramos. Hawkins will inbound, Lake will inbound the ball. Hawkins, McAuliffe, and Bartholomew, the 5 on the floor for the Dutch. Van Timmeren and DeKeevers. Leatherman, along with Arnston, and Lamb, the 5 on the floor for Jennison. McAuliffe, left side, between the rings, Lake. Demetrius, the freshman. 2-3 zone being employed by Jennison. Lake, right side Bartholomew, right baseline jumper a little hard. Rebound offensive Ramos, in for Hawkins. Kicks to the left side for McAuliffe, leans in for the 3, no. Rebound, Ramos can't control it, out of bounds, goes to Jennison. So Holland executed their offense a couple of times, could not get the ball to go into the net. Nordheist replaces McAuliffe for Holland. 5:50 to go in regulation. Jennison will see full court pressure up 3, up 5, I should say. 42-37. And we're going to get a travel in the backcourt as that pressure forced Arnston to skid the feet. 21 turnovers by my count for Jennison tonight. Only 4 Holland points off of it. Ramos sits down and replaced by Tyler Johns for Holland High. Hawkins brings it over the timeline. Round two defenders, still with the dribble. Hawkins left side, into the lane, kicks it to Lake. Triple from outside the circle right, no. But he is fouled by Arnston, and Jake is going to give him three free throws. Second time tonight that Lake will have to go to the line for three. Ducats. 5:32 to go in regulation. Foul line right, Demetrius Lake. Holland 9 of 14 from the stripe. First of three for Lake Falls. Demetrius' season high is 15. He's done it two times against Holland Christian and Zeeland West. 2 of them go down. The 4 fouled Evan Schultz returns for Jennison, along with Zarowitz, to join DeKeevers, Van Timmeren, and Arnston on the floor for the Wildcats. Lake will make all three free throws for Holland. The lead is 2 at 42-40. Jennison with the lead in the basketball. Pressure in the backcourt forces another turnover. Fourth in the quarter, 22 in the game, as the ball is thrown out of bounds by the Wildcats. Leatherman replaces Van Timmeren for Jennison for Holland. It is Johns and Hawkins will inbound. Bartholomew, McAuliffe, and Lake, the other three on the floor. Deep inbound into the backcourt to McAuliffe. We'll walk it over the timeline. Now flip to Hawkins, left side. Again, 2-3 zone slapped up by Jennison, especially in the second half. It's been effective. Lake from 25, top of the circle, front of the rim, no. Rebound, Leatherman. Man of the match right now for Jennison. Hands the ball to Schultz, walking over the timeline. He's walking a tightrope right now with four fouls. He gets a nice pick from Zarowitz. Sets up a triple left side. No. Rebound over the outstretched arm of Zarowitz. On the floor, Johns gets it for Holland. Hawkins, left side. Got two defenders. Lost contact and a foul. Leatherman will be called for the foul. It's two on Pat. Nine now on Jennison, so after this free throws, everything will be two shots at least for Holland. Hawkins, line right, drops the first. He is 4 of 5 from the stripe. He is trying to shoot Holland back into a tie, and a game that's seen two ties and three lead changes, but the second free throw is not going to be called yet. Holland will call a 30-second Jackie's Place timeout. Jackie's Place Restaurant, for homemade soups and muffins, go to Jackie's Place Restaurant on Chicago Drive, east of 104th Avenue, between Holland and Zeeland. Each team now with three timeouts remaining. According to the scoreboard across the way. Second free throw coming momentarily for Dante Hawkins. He's got 15 points to lead all scorers. 12 points leading the way for Jennison has been Pat Leatherman. We are a moment away from possibly getting our third tie of the game. We have our third tie of the game. Hawkins makes the free throw. We are tied at 42. Jennison pops up 2 points off a turnover. It's only six now in the game for Holland unofficially. Evan Schultz in the front court. Dribbles right side. Still with the dribble. Between the rings, Arnson. Kicks it to Schultz. Triple from the right side. Got him to the right side! Clutch three for Schultz's first field goal, and what a time to get it. 45-42. Schultz with six. Hawkins with 4:14 to go in regulation. Nordheis finds an open Lake and doesn't take the shot. In the well up corner, pulls it back to Nordheis. Right side for Bartholomew. Fires it to Hawkins. Drives around Zarowitz. Lays it up, lays it in. Dante with 18 in the game. It's a one-point game, 45-44. Jensen with the lead in the basketball. Schultz, right corner, Arnsky. Back to Schultz. He'll walk it to midcourt. Schultz. High post right to Keepers. Trying to spin on Ramos. His double team flips it over to Zarwitz. Sam, low post left. Ball knocked out of bounds off of the hands of Zarwitz. Good pressure defense by Hawkins forces the 23rd turnover of the game against Jenison. A.J. Lamb returns to replace Zarwitz for the Wildcats. Ramos and Nordyce sit down. McAuliffe, Lake, Hawkins with the ball. Johns and Bartholomew, the five for the Holland High Dutch. Down by one and with the ball. 45-44, Jenison with the lead. 3:20 to go in regulation play. Here is Lake. Flips it to Johns. Left corner, McAuliffe leans for the three. Gets the three! Second tray of the game. 9 points for McAuliffe. Holland regains the lead at 47-45. Our fourth lead change of the game. Front court is Schultz. Between the rings to Keepers. Schultz. Directing traffic against a man-to-man of Holland. Moving right to left to green flag Jenison Wildcats. Schultz plays catch with Arnston. Now gets into Leatherman. Inside for DeKeepers. Gets around a steal attempt. Takes it to the basket. Draws contact on a foul as he does an underhand scoop. Misses it, but he'll go to the line. Bartholomew picks up his third. 8 fouls now on Holland with 2:36 to go in regulation. Dutch by 2, 47-45. And DeKeepers, who is 1-for-2 from the stripe, 9 points in the game, will try to shoot for the tie, which would be our fifth. Tie would be the fifth. The moisture spot is cleaned up. And Blake, first of two for the Keepers is good. The Keepers with 10 points. The season high, 26 against Mona Shores. He had 15 on Monday night. Misses the second. Bartholomew cleans glass for Holland. 47-46 Dutch. 2:27 to go in regulation. Next time out, we'll get you caught up on some of the scores. Last we got from the Civic Center, Zealand West was leading Unity Christian 55-53. Fenville got knocked off tonight. Here is Hawkins. Dutch playing the clock now with 2 minutes to go in regulation. Lake at midcourt. Lake drives, now with a dribble. And Jenison's got to start looking at fouling, perhaps. Only down one, though. Lake in the lane. Kicks it left side for Johns. Doesn't take the shot. Pulls it back to Hawkins. Hawkins with the dribble. They want to see him with the ball. Underneath the Bartholomew. Shot is blocked by Lamb. Second try, no, but a foul by DeKeepers. A.J. Lamb has had the number on Bartholomew tonight. DeKeepers picks up his fourth. He joins Schultz in foul trouble for Jenison. Foul line right. Bartholomew is scoreless tonight. Kyle at 6 against West Ottawa. 8 is a season high. The 6'10 junior. First of two. Nails it. 48-46 Holland. 1:42 to go in regulation. Ramos replaces Johns for Holland. Second free throw for Bartholomew. Trying to make it a 3-point game. Does. Big man with a nice touch from the free throw line. 49-46 Holland with the lead. Jenison with the basketball. Schultz walks it over the timeline. Minute and a half left in regulation. Lake on him. Schultz dribbles right side. Still with the dribble. And he carried the basketball. Says referee Doug Cabinet. Turnover 24 against the Wildcats. 1:27 left. Holland with the ball. And we get another Jackie's Place timeout. Jackie's Place for homemade soups and muffins. Jennison will call the timeout. So let's get the game reset for you right now. Jennison has a 30 and a 60 left in the time. No, Holland calls the timeout, and Holland has a 30 and a 60 left. Jennison has a 30 and two 60s left. Possession arrow is in favor of Jennison. Holland is already in the double bonus. Jennison has committed 8 fouls. Want to remind you, we'll bring you Hope College basketball Friday night. The Flying Dutch, the women's team, are in Wisconsin to take on Wisconsin Lutheran. We'll have that game here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. It's 5:40. The Flying Dutchmen are home to Penn State Verand, and we'll have that game from the Voss Fieldhouse Friday night at 7:10 on our FM station 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. Lindsay Saunders, our producer, back in our studios. My name is Gary Stevens. Glad you're able to join us for high school tournament basketball. 1:27 to go in the Dutch Dome. In regulation time, Holland 49, Jennison 46. Holland with the basketball, moving left to right in their home whites. And Hawkins, Dante Hawkins, the 5'10 senior, walks it over the timeline. Jennison now into man-to-man. Hawkins will do the dribble. Dutch playing the clock as much as the Wildcats right now. Hawkins might want to keep the ball for a while and force Jennison to foul him. And that's exactly what C.J. Van Timmeren does. Three fouls on C.J. Double bonus for Holland. So foul line right is Dante Hawkins, who is 5 for 6 at the stripe tonight with 18 points. Trying to make it a two-possession game. Misses the front end of the two-shot foul. Ramos, Nordhuis, returns. For Holland. Just want to remind you, Jackie's Place Restaurant, new location, 17th Street, the South Shore Y. So it's a new location for Jackie's Place Restaurant. Great place to eat, good food. Second free throw is good for Hawkins. 50-46, Holland with the lead, Jennison with the basketball, under a minute to play in regulation. It's a two-possession game. Here's Schultz, left corner, Arnstein. Pass for Leatherman, knocked out of bounds by Leatherman. Stepped in front of as Ramos stepped in front of the pass, knocked it out of bounds, and really forced Leatherman to turn it over. 25 turnovers unofficially for Jennison tonight. That's what I got for. So now, with 51 seconds left, Holland leads by 4 and they'll inbound in the backcourt. McAuliffe will look for an open man. He wants Hawkins. He's two-time. Still in the backcourt. He's got to watch for the 10-second count. And we're going to get a timeout called by Paul Chetman to help him out. A 30-second timeout by the Dutch coach. Each team now with two timeouts remaining. 30 and a 60, I believe, for both sides left unofficially. Jackie's Place timeout. For homemade soups and muffins, go to Jackie's Place Restaurant. All right. It's been a good one here. Last score we had from the Civic Center, 55-53. Zeeland West was leading Unity Christian. I'm not certain that's a final or not. Fenville lost. And so did Black River. We've got nothing. And Holland Calvary beat the Potter's House. Oh, my. Holland Calvary, the Crusaders go to the district final at home. Well, they can't play at home because that's the Civic Center. and that's being occupied. But they'll play their home game at Holland Christian High. Calvary advances 50-34 over the Potter's house. Pressure in the backcourt at the turn. Ball is inbounded to Lake, and the freshman is fouled. Wise call on who's going to foul him, maybe the freshman. Luke DeCavers will be asked to leave the premises or last leave the court. He has been disqualified with 5 fouls, and he finishes with 10 points. Leatherman replaces him. So, Demetrius Lake, who is 6 of 8 from the stripe, has a dozen points tonight. The freshman, 5'11". Sinks a couple here. No. He'll miss the front end of the 2-shot foul. Holland can't foul on a 3-point shot by Jennison right now. It is a 2-possession game with 40 seconds left. Lake's second free throw. Good. 13 points for Lake. 51-46. Holland with the lead. Quickly, it's Leatherman. Drives and scores. And David Kuhl calls a 30-second timeout after Leatherman gets his first 2 points of the quarter and 14 in the game. 51-48 with 35 seconds left. So now Jennison has a 60-second timeout left. That's all they got. They do have the possession arrow in their favor. But Holland High will shoot 2 free throws if Jennison fouls to try to get the ball back. A good one here in Holland High. Holland Christian has already advanced. 50-34 over Allendale. Calvary has advanced. 50-34 over the Potter's House. And that's a big win because the Potter's House was a very good team this year. And Calvary, the Crusaders, doing the job at home. Congratulations to them. And we have not seen much else. Well, Holland, Zealand East, I think, has now added to that list. I'm trying to double check right now. So, we already had 2 teams on the girls' side win district titles, but the girls are out of March Magic, because both Holland Christian and Black River were excused last night. So the boys are trying to carry the banner, trying to get a team to the Breslin Field House. Inbound goes to Hawkins. That's the man Holland wants to have the basketball with. He's double-teamed the backcourt. Lyles into McAuliffe, and now McAuliffe will go to the free throw line. The foul is against C.J. Van Timmeren. It's 4 on C.J. 28 seconds left. Holland 51, Jennison 48. And Aiden McAuliffe, who is 3-for-4 on the stripe, has 9 points in the game. Front end, 2-shot foul. It's a right-handed shot. Spin that first one off. Made 18 of 26 free throws tonight for Holland. Second free throw for Aiden McAuliffe, the 6'3 senior. Got it. 10 points for McAuliffe. It's again a 2-possession game at 52-48. Van Timmeren will inbound to Schultz. 25 seconds left. Schultz over the timeline. Schultz will take it to the basket, puts it off glass, no rebound. Lamb knocked out of his hands. Ball deflected into the hands of Hawkins, fouled by Schultz. With 15 seconds to go, Paul Chapman trying to tell everybody, settle down, it's not over yet. Schultz has been disqualified with 5 fouls and 3 points. And 6 points, I should say. And a 17-4 season might end at the Dutch Dome tonight for David Kuhl's Jennison Wildcats. Well, Paul Chapman's Dutch at 15-6 might carry a 16-6 mark against Hudsonville for the district title Friday night here Hawkins, first of two free throws, foul line right with 15 seconds left. Twenty points for Dante Hawkins. Second free throw coming. Trying to make it a full two-possession game. He does. 54-48. Holland with the lead. Conley had the pocket pick by Lake with 7 seconds left. 6 seconds left and a foul in the backcourt. The keep foul is on Conley. Foul line right will be Lake. And it looks as if Al and I will have the number of Jennison on this one. Lake makes the first one. Done and dusted. Al and I has taken care of their cross-county rival. Second one coming for Lake. Misses it. Rebound Connolly. He'll dribble to the front court. Takes a desperation three at the buzzer. It's up. The Holland High Dutch have advanced to the state Class A district final game at home by rallying from six down twice in the second half to defeat the Jennison Wildcats 55-48. We'll go through the numbers. We'll look ahead for the Dutch. And we'll wrap up our broadcast in a moment as the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital wrap-up show is next on 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. Back here at the Dutch Dome as the Holland High Dutch have defeated Jennison by a final score of 55-48. In advance in the state high school basketball tournament to take on Hudsonville in a district final here on Friday night. We're getting through the final numbers now, and then we'll present everything to you in a moment or so. Here we go. First of all, for the Jennison Wildcats, in a game that saw four lead changes and three ties. Jensen Wildcats twice in the second half held leads as many as 7 points. But Holland High rallied back to get the win. Jennison ends the season at 17-5. They were led tonight by Pat Leatherman. His triple at the end of the first half gave Jennison a 28-27 lead and ignited the Wildcats to eventually get that 7-point lead in the second half. Leatherman led the Wildcats tonight with 14 points. 10 points for Luke DeKevers. 6 points each for Evan Schultz and C.J. Van Timmeren. 5 points for Sam Zarwitz. 4 points for Andrew Lamb. 3 points for Sam. 5 points for Jake Arnston, I should say. 3 points for Sam Zarwitz. Playing but not scoring was Brent Bethke and Marcus Connolly. Jennison, 25 turnovers, converted into 6 Holland points, and they were 9 of 13, the Wildcats, from the free throw line. The Holland High Dutch advancing with a 16-6 overall record for Paul Chapman, led tonight by Dante Hawkins with 21 points, 14 for Demetrius Lake, 10 points for Aiden McCullough, 2 points each for Trent Ramos, Tyler Johns, Mason Rosado and Elroy Payne playing but not, and also Cal Bartholomew playing but not scoring was Anders Nordhuis. Holland High had 8 turnovers, turned into 7 points for the Wildcats. However, in the second half, only 2 turnovers and no Jennison points after the intermission. Holland was 22 of 31 from the free throw line. And so, Holland has beaten Jennison in the state high school tournament for the second time in a row and now is even the series at 2 games apiece in the postseason. And for the first time in the last 3 visits, Jennison does not come out of the Dutch Dome with a victory. So Holland High's victory means they'll be hosting Hudsonville a double overtime 89-79 winner over Wyoming in the district final game here at the Dutch Dome on Friday night. Meanwhile, Holland Christian has advanced in the state high school basketball tournament as the Maroons defeated Allendale at the Holland Civic Center tonight 50-34. They will take on Zeeland West, a 55-53 winner over Unity Christian for that district title at the Civic Center on Friday night. The other team to advance tonight is Holland Calvary, as Calvary has defeated Potter's House 50-34 in a game that was played at Calvary's second home, which is Holland Christian High School. So the Crusaders do advance in the state tournament, and we will see Holland, perhaps, either Holland Christian or Zeeland West, and perhaps Calvary represent the Lakeshore in regional play. At least one team, and perhaps three, will represent the Lakeshore in state district play. Because tonight, other scores. By the way, Calvary will take on perennial power Tri-Unity Christian in the final at Holland Christian High School on Friday night in that Class D district. Meanwhile, both of the Lakeshore teams that went up to Western Michigan Christian Muskegon tonight came back losers. Black River embarrassed by Muskegonites 104-12. Fenville falling to Muskegon Western Michigan Christian 67-58. So that's the scores around the Lakeshore tonight in state high school district play. We want to remind you that we'll bring you Hope College basketball Friday night. The Flying Dutch women's NCAA tournament game in Wisconsin against Wisconsin Lutheran will be here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com at 5:40. While the Hope College Flying Dutchman's game Friday night against visiting Penn State Brand in the NCAA Division III men's basketball tournament will be on our FM station, 92.7 The Van at 92.7theVan.com, with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince, and they'll be on the air at 7:10. Greg Chandler will make the trip to Wisconsin to bring you the Dutch game here on 1450 WHDC. So, we will be bringing you a regional game in the state high school basketball tournament on Monday night. We are at least assured of that with Holland Christian against Zeeland West playing in the district final at the Holland Civic Center on Friday night. We will bring you a regional game on Monday here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. And we'll have more details as we go along. Cannot do a broadcast without the help of a lot of fine people. I want to thank head coach David Kuhl, athletic director Todd Colster, and all the people at Jenison High for the help not only tonight but also during Monday night's broadcast of the win over Zeeland East. Thanks to Paul Chapman, the head coach of the Holland High Dutch, along with athletic director Ben Farkas, all the people here at Holland High for the help and hospitality. Cannot do without them tonight. Thanks to Lindsay Saunders back in our studios for taking care of things for us there. Thanks also to our fine sponsors who not only brought you tonight's game but has brought you high school broadcast on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com throughout the 2013-14 academic year. And finally, most importantly, thanks to all of you. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight. And if you're a Holland High fan, you certainly enjoyed the final score. Mark Levin is standing by. We'll have more of provocative conversation with Mark Levin in a few moments. I'll be joining you with Dan Spadafore on WHTC in the morning, tomorrow morning at 5:30. So for Lindsay Saunders, I'm Gary Stevens saying so long from the Holland High Dutch Dome as the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show ends with Holland defeating Jenison in the state high school boys basketball tournament 55-48. Good night, everybody.